Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Yorktown High School, home of the Yorktown Lady Tigers, Class 3A, 24. Well, before I get any further, I got to mention, athletic director here at Yorktown High School, and a tremendous job, Sir Paul Heidenreich. Heidenreich working diligently. He's putting on a great sectional for sectional class 3A 24. And we're thankful. Paul, appreciate him. Mentioned it. Officials are down on the surface right now. They're talking to the captains. Two captains from J-County, four Hamilton Heights. There are four seniors. Huskyville, 11:10 left on the pregame clock. Katie Huskies are shooting around right down there. There's some of them wearing their pink and white striped pants. J-County, they are wearing their red, white, and blue striped pants. And for a good ball game here today, I'll mention these teams did get together earlier this season. Hamilton Heights played home game versus J-County earlier this season. It was game number 5. And we'll let you know the Huskies got the win over J-County. That was on November 11th, 2023. Hamilton Heights 53, J-County 41. Year ago, up at J-County. Hamilton Heights and J-County, I got to mention, look back at the records, I think I found out that J-County and Hamilton Heights have only played the 2 games. Last year and this year. Last year, it was a close one. Took overtime on November 12th. Hamilton Heights got the win, 45-34. That was a good one. Mentioned there was another Sweeterman, the floor. She was a senior. She shot just as good as her sister, Allie Sweeterman. We'll get to the starting lineup here in just a bit. On the pregame clock, we'll mention a little bit about each school. Talk about the Hamilton Heights. I take that back. We'll talk about the visiting team. These are fortunate enough to be the home team of the 3 games here in the sectional at the bottom of the bracket. The county was home team first game and second game here at the top of the bracket, the final game. Mention J-County, Lady Patriots. School enrollment of 879, 3A, sectional 24. Mentioned their principal, Chad Dodd, director, and he is the assistant principal, Steve Boozer. We'll mention Chase County High School is located 2072 West State Road 67, Portland, Indiana. 47371. You can dial them up by telephone. 260-726-9306. On the web, you can find them at jcpatriotsathletics.com. They wear the colors red, white, and blue. They perform in the Allen County Conference. Allen County Conference, it ended up like this. J-County, they finished 6-0. They won it outright. And I'll mention, they're 22-2 on the season. And they're going to go against Hamilton Heights here on February 3rd, final game, sectional 24. At 5-1, finishing up in second place, Huston, overall 17-7, they're season is complete. Third place is Woodland. Woodland's still alive playing tonight, the day of February. They finished 4-2 in the Allen County Conference, 17-8 overall. Tonight, going against Fort Wayne, Concordia. Place is South Adams. Finished the season 7-16. Season is complete. Then it comes up Adams Central. Adams Central, the fifth place team, 2-4 in the Allen County Conference. Finished up 6-17 the season. Then 1-5, Southern Wells. Southern Wells still alive. In sixth place in the Allen County Conference. Southern Wells 7-15, going against Northfield. Tonight, the Northfield sectional. North will be the home team. 11-12 on the season. Might be a good one. Finishing up their seventh place is Heritage. Finished 0-6 in the conference. They finished the season 1-19. Bill Manson will let you know again. Counting. Patriots, they're 22-2 the season. It's the Allen County Conference at 6-0. Head coach, Gary McIntyre, in her first season. 22-2 her first season. Jay County High School. Talk a little bit about the home team, the Hamilton Heights. Katie Huskies. Class 3A, sectional 24. Hamilton Heights, school enrollment, 731. Sectional taking place here at Yorktown. Quality place to be. Bob Cross in the house. He's taking photographs. Photo Cross Photography. O-T-O. Cross. Photography.com. Look that up on the web. See some pretty good pictures. Some shots from Bob Cross. He's a Hamilton Heights gentleman himself. Will mention Jay County. Jay County Lady Patriots. New Yorktown Sectional 22-2. Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies. Yorktown Sectional 22-2. Delta Lady Eagles. They finished the season 11-12. Hankton, Lady Eagles, finished the season 17-8. Yorktown, Lady Tigers, finished the season 13-11. Centerville, Lady Bulldogs, finished the season 4-19. Newcastle, the Lady Trojans, finished the season 2-21. The principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Algin. The athletic department manager is Lee Ann Moffitt. Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Cadia, Indiana, 6030. You can dial them up at 317-984-5551. The web is hhc.org. For the colors, orange, brown, perform in the Hoosier Conference. 9 teams in the Hoosier Conference. Start to finish. Top this year, number 1, Hamilton Heights. Number 2, Rensselaer Central. 3, Benton Central. 4, Western. Number 5, Lafayette Central Catholic. 6, Northwestern. 7, Twin Lakes. 8, West Lafayette. Number 9, Tipton. And we'll mention Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies are 22-2 the season. Finished the East Division Hoosier Conference at 3 wins, no losses. Won the crossover game against Rensselaer Central. The Bombers, Lady Bombers, are the ball game unbeaten. Mention Hamilton Heights averaging per game 58.5 points offensively. They give up an average offensively of 32.2. The buzzer sounds, a 3-minute buzzer, and everybody knows it's getting close. Tip off. And I think I want to mention right now, got to mention, Haley Roten. Haley Roten playing basketball, Franklin Grizzly. She had a game today. When it gets Bluffton University, I tell you what, Mom, Dad proud, and Grandpa and Grandma, how they attended the ball game. It's a good ball game, evidently. Haley Roten, if you didn't know, she is also a tremendous golfer. Sister is on the Lady Husky squad this year. He's a freshman. Cameron Roten. Say that because Haley Roten was an outstanding athlete. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies basketball hit the three balls quite well. 2:05 clock rolling down. go through the Yorktown sectional from start to finish on the first night, Tuesday, 7 p.m., Yorktown and Jay County. Jay County got the win. Second game happened on Wednesday, 6 o'clock, 30. Centerville and Franklin. Franklin got the win. The game in the sectional, it was also Wednesday night, 7:30 contest on the 31st, Newcastle, Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights got the win. And the teams came back, four teams came back on Friday night. Game at 6 o'clock on Friday, the Eagles and the Jay County Lady Patriots. The Patriots got the win, 53-35. Then the second game that night was 7:30 start, the second, Franklin, Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights got the win decisively, and we'll mention Hamilton Heights now 22-2. Jay County, 22-2. Face off against each other. Slated to start at 7:30. Gonna be close. So they're gonna sit down, two teams in a huddle at their own benches. For a good game. Hamilton Heights and Jay County. Three officials on the floor. All males. So looking like we'll have a good officiated ball game. Clock rolling down, 30 seconds. I'm ready to play some basketball. And everybody's going to stand and the flag. 18 seconds on the pregame clock. Get to enjoy another national anthem sang by the public address, I do believe. Sounds well. He does a good public address. He is informative. I'm sure he's getting paid, but I tell you what, that guy is worth his weight in gold. So we're going to dress the crowd now a little bit of a service right here. Talking to the crowd prior to the anthem. A lot of folks here, a lot of Jay County folks, blue, a lot of Hamilton Heights folks in orange. Scattered around the place right here, working right there, and be a good contest. And there's some loud noises. I don't know if you can hear that over this directional microphone, but there's going to be some noise tonight. There was noise when both teams jogged in at the 20-minute mark of pregame. And they're talking about being courteous. That can be achieved in IHSAA. They work feverishly to put these tournaments together. It's no easy task, but they work well. And well for the girls. The boys coming up here in about 3 or 4 weeks. We're going to set this down for our national anthem. Say what? He sounds a little bit like Jim Nabors. Jim Nabors, I tell you what. Homer Pyle, Jim Nabors, same person. I said, what, Homer Pyle had the most best manners I think I've ever seen on a television screen. So, we're going to mention the starting lineups, and we'll do the same. First, we're mentioning the non-starters for Jay County. Team number 14, she's a junior, Meredith Dirksen. Number 20, she's a junior, Natalie Carino. Coming number 22, she's a sophomore, Alexis Hybrid. Wearing number 33, a senior, Danielle May. Wearing number 40, a sophomore, Riley Houston. Wearing number 42, senior, Livia Lucy. The coach is Sherry McIntyre. The starting lineup for Sherry McIntyre is number 5, 5'11 senior. 10 and a half points per game average, Molly Mullenkamp. Wearing number 10, 5'7 senior, 11 and a half points per game average, Thea Saxman. Wearing number 12, the freshman, 12 and a half points per game, Holly Friederman. Wearing number 24, she's a senior, 8.3 points per game, Izzy Denton. Wearing number 32, a senior, 5.9 per game average, Brianna Dirksen. And that's the Jay County Lady Patriots. The non-starters were the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Number 4, she's a junior, Taylor Harley. Number 5, a freshman, Tara Rieger. Number 13, a sophomore, Lily Champion. Number 20, a freshman, Wesley Carey. Number 25, a junior, Kennedy Carey. Number 42, a junior, Vivian Lynch. Head coach is Keegan Carey. Now, the starters for Keegan Carey. Number 2, a 5'6" senior, 9.9 points per game average, Ellie Hickok. Number 3, a 5'6" junior, 9.2 points per game, Eddie Brown. Number 10, it was 10-inch senior, 27.5 points per game average, Cameron Runner. 23, 5'7" senior, 3 points per game average, Jacob. Number 24, 5'9" senior, 5.8 points game average, Lee Carey. To get ready to tip it off, Cameron Runner in the center circle, jumping up against 24, it's with 11-inch, Isabella Denton. She's a senior. Cameron Runner, a senior, is number 10. Cameron Runner, 5'10" inches tall. Here comes the toss. Toss is good. Gets in backcourt. Picked up by Ellie Hickok. Pin 31 on the AT&T swatch. In the front court with the basketball, Hadley Sherry. Back to Ella. She'll bring it back around. Around the arc, Katie Brown. Dribble in free throw line. Back out to Ella. She was open, elected not to take a shot. Find the arc, they'll set it back up. Cameron Runner, she'll bring it outside. She's on the dribble, work it in, bring it back out to go baseline. Going to go off the glass, going to get the bucket. Cameron Runner was fouled. She'll have an opportunity for a three-point play. So first bucket goes in, first shot of the ball game. Cameron Runner is fouled. Cameron Runner shooting 92%. At the strike, if she gets that one. The point play, Lady Huskies in front. Possession. Jay County, Lady Patriots. Work it from the backcourt. They'll break the press easily with the pass. They'll work it down low. Dribble, Isabella Denton. Across the lane pass. Three-point shot off the mark. Shot taken there. At 12, Lee Sweeterman. Front court, Ella Hickok. Steve Brown to the corner. Hadley Carey back to Katie. Hang the arc. Take it back out. They'll reset the offense. Ella Hickok out top. Worked it right side. Well behind the arc. Hadley Carey. Party her is Isabella Denton. Hadley's going to dribble in. Free throw line. She'll bounce it down low. Trying to find Cassidy Stakel. Ball tipped away. And it's going to be back to the Patriots. It's going to be a foul whistled in the backcourt. Hadley Carey. Probably a not a good foul. Hadley picked up her first foul. They'll bring it in from the backcourt. Head to the bucket. Got to stay stationary. She does so. Working it be back and forth here. So we're going to break the X easily once again. A jump stop. But we're going back out. Ball goes out of bounds. This is going to be the last touch by the Lady Huskies. 6:43 on the game clock. 3-0 contest. The Huskies in front. Bring it in. Play in the front court. They'll back it up. Back to the end. 32, Brianna Dirksen. Out top in the center circle. Work at left side. That's 10, Sophia Saxman. Step back. That's 12, Schwedemann. They'll work it down low. Off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound put back. It's good. At the bucket, Jay County. Number 5, Molly Mullenkin. He's a senior. Jay County. 2 contest. Lady Huskies by 1. Front court. Baseline. Cassie Schakel dribbles it back out. They'll reset the offense out top with Ella Hickok. They'll pass it right side. Cameron Runner. She'll dribble in. Spin move. Side the paint. Stepper dribble. They'll pass it. The free throw line. Hadley Carey gets the ball back to Cameron. She'll go off the glass. 2-point bucket. Baseline drive for Cameron Runner. A 2 contest. Lady Huskies by 3. At 46, we're in the first quarter. Ball skipped out of bounds. But hands there, Ella Hickok. Gives the ball back to Jay County. Bring it in. Left corner. Right here on the baseline. Right at the absolute corner. They'll bring it in. 1-10. Pass it out top. Triple threat. They'll get it back. Point guard. Talon Schwedemann. Put it in. Elbow right side. 1-10. Going to get it down low. Going to take a shot. Going to be a foul call. In the paint. Went up with a shot. Jay County. She's going to shoot 2. And at the foul line is number 10, Sophia Saxman. Going to be a shoe tie on the floor. And 5:31 left. Foul whistle on Cameron Runner. She has 1. Saxman's first shot was good. 5-3 contest. Saxman's going to get 1 more. 5:31 here in the first quarter. Saxman's second shot. So good. 5-4 contest. The Huskies by 1. Gonna bring it from the backcourt. Gonna walk it to the sideline. A Hickok. He picked up at half court. Allie Schwedemann. A Hickok. Out top. He carries. She'll dribble in. Zorbs a spot across the chest there. She's okay. Whistle, no foul. Ella Hickok. Go to the corner with it. Allie Cherry. Back out top. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner gonna penetrate. Outside the paint. She'll go off the glass. 2-point bucket. Acrobatic shot there. Perhaps he got that off the glass. 2-point bucket. Hamilton Heights had 7. Cameron Runner had 7. 7-4 contest. Front court. Huskies by 3. Full corner baseline. 3-point shot rimmed out for Jake Downey. Hit the rebound. They'll put it back up. 3-point land is good. Threat at the bucket. Allie Schwedemann, the freshman. Allie Schwedemann lighting him up. She's shooting under 30% for 3-point land. 4:30 left here in the first quarter. Tie ball game at 7. We're going to behind the arc. Ella Hickok. She'll launch a 3. It'll rim out. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Saxman. Sophia Saxman to the front court. About going coast to coast. Lost the handle. Picked up by Cameron. Ella to Katie Brown. Back to Ella. Off the glass. Left-handed layup. Ella Hickok. 9-7 contest. The Huskies by 2. 4 minutes left. Halfway through the first quarter. And in the front court. On the dribble, Hallie Schwedemann. Corner, she'll dribble baseline. She'll get rid of it. It's going to be tipped away and stolen. Katie Brown back to Cameron Runner. She'll cross the timeline. Walk pace. 44, she'll dribble in. So we're jealous. She'll go to the corner. Hallie Carey's going to dribble baseline. The foul whistle. Hadley Cherry going to absorb the foul. Going to whistle this one on Jay County. 24, Isabella Denton. Bella Denton is a senior. Jay County, 6 seniors on their squad. Hamilton Heights with 4. 38 left. And out of the ball game, getting a breather is Hallie Schwedemann. Brought in Hadley Cherry. 3-point shot on the way. Off the rim wouldn't go. Katie Brown. Off loose, goes out of bounds. They're going to call out of bounds and like touching the basketball. Ella Hickok. That was close. They're going to call a foul. They're going to whistle this foul on Ella Hickok. She has one. That ball was loose in the corner. In the backcourt, girls going after her. They're going to call a foul on Ella. We're in the front court now, crossing the timeline. We're going to right side in the basketball game for Jay County. 3 Danielle May. She's a senior. We're going to ball outside the arc. Katie Brown guarding the basketball. They're working in to Sophia Saxman. We're going back outside. Mullenkamp, 3-point shot. Bends around and falls in. 3-point shot for Mullenkamp. Jay County comes out in front. First lead of the ball game. And 9 minutes left. First quarter. Keep in the front court. A Hickok. Pick up a screen from Havoc. She won't use it. She'll go off the glass. Stop them go. Rebound. Mullenkamp. Loose. Stepped there by Danielle May. Front court now. Sophia Saxman. Bring it back to May. Well, threat. She'll pass out of it. Keep in the front court on the dribble. To Brianna Dirksen. Working left side. They're working inside. Sophia Saxman in the paint. Trying to get the shot away. Going to be a jump ball. Hadley Cherry locks her up. From that possession arrow, give it to the Lady Patriots. Opening tip was controlled by the Lady Huskies. 2:30, half minutes left here in the first quarter. 10-9 contest. Jay Kelly in front. Bring it in. Finally got in. Saxman. Hamilton Heights double team. Going to lock her up. Going to be a jump ball. Lady Huskies get the ball back. Alternate possession arrow. 27 left. Quarter. Will be brought in backcourt. Deep quarter backcourt. Herman Runner brings it in. But Hickok. Ella Hickok going to signal. She walks the ball across the timeline. But the top now, Cameron Runner. Putting Runner right there is Schmiedelman. Cameron Runner goes dribble. Elbow. Kick it outside. 3-point shot would go. Ella Hickok. Rebound out of there. Controlled by 14. Meredith Dirksen. Curtis Thurston is a 5'10 junior. The whistle a foul here in the backcourt. Going to be whistled on Ella Hickok. Hickok going to pick up her second foul in the ballgame. Taking a breather for Jay County is number 5, Molly Mullenkamp. Going to be brought in backcourt. Number 12, Holly Schmiedelman. Pushing in to get the ball back, by the way, from Dirksen. To pass it across the timeline, 14. Meredith Dirksen, who bounced it back out, lost the handle, regathered it before it went out of bounds in front of the scores bench. But hands there by 12, Hallie Schmiedelman. So they're going to call a timeout. They're going to say maybe one of the gals might have some blood. I'm not sure. But one of the officials, that's Drew Frawley. Drew Frawley said might have some blood there until the athletic trainer check on her. Exit the ball game here. That's 14 for the Dirksen. So back in the ball game, they'll get it running again. Front court with the basketball, Jay County. Works it right side, 33, Brianna Dirksen to the corner. They'll work it down low in the paint. Shot wouldn't go, went up for the shot. Katie Brown stripped her on the way up. Goes out of bounds, no foul called. Jay County's going to bring the ball in left of the bucket on the baseline. Going to be triggered in by Hallie Schmiedelman. Gets it in to Sophia Saxman. To the corner, Schmiedelman on the dribble. Going to take a 3-point shot. Rims off short. To go, ball goes out of bounds. To be last touch, they say, by Hamilton Heights. So 1:25 left during the first quarter. It's still 10-9. The County by one. They brought in Schmiedelman. Can he get it in? Finally does. Going to be inside the arc. 5, Mullenkamp. Mullenkamp for 2-point shot. She was straddling the 3-point line, right low extended. 12-9 contest. She Huskies in the front court. Abby Cherry out top. Party her is Mullenkamp. Holly Mullenkamp. They'll work it back around. Ella Hickok. You drive the lane. Abby Cherry right-handed layup wouldn't go. Rebound. Back. Wouldn't go. That was Cassie Staple. Rebound. Jay Canny. The board, 33, Danielle May. Ball's in the front court trying to get the steal. They're going to whistle a foul. They're going to whistle this foul on Hamilton Heights. Abby Cherry. So Cherry McIntyre was trying to call a timeout. She thought that was going to be a tie-up. They didn't get the call. She needed. Foul's whistled. Tally Cherry. That's foul number 5 on Hamilton Heights here in the first quarter. Molly Mohenkamp, first shot is good. 50 points left. Taking a breather right here, maybe an extended quarter break. 10, Sophia Staxman. Second shot. Mohenkamp short off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound, fought for. Picked up by Jay Tanny. The putback is good. Right at the bucket. 32, Brianna Durston. 15-9. Lady Husky trail by 6. 37 seconds left. Cameron Runner in the front court. On the dribble. She's going to dribble in. A high dribble off the glass. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Jay Tanny. Danielle May. Front court crossing the timeline. 32, Brianna Durston. Long. 3-point shot, Sweeterman. Rims out long. Wouldn't go. Going to carry him hard. He's going to save the basketball. Sweeterman saves it from going out of bounds. Go underneath. 4 shot in the paint. Would not go. Call a jump ball. 2-point shot in the paint. Wouldn't go. And they're going to call another jump ball, and it goes back to Jay Kelly. Bringing in left of the bucket on the baseline. 2.6 left. 15-9. Jay Kelly by 6. Going to bounce it in. Going to go off the foot. Cameron Runner goes out of bounds. The officials are going to communicate here. I think they're going to, I don't know, maybe an intentional kick. I'm not sure. Talking about it, I guess they're going to reset the scoreboard. They're going to reset the scoreboard time at 10.6. I'm out on the floor. Coach Sherry McIntyre, Jay Taylor. 10.6 left. In the quarter, County in front, team to Heights 9. Mention this game is in part being brought to you by Powers, Septic and Sewer. Powers, Septic and Sewer is a family-owned business in Hamilton County since the year 2000. Started as a father and son business, now grown to a three-generation business. They pump residential and commercial septic tanks to increase traps. Servicing Hamilton County and surrounding counties. You can call them at 317-339-1827. We're Septic and Sewer. They're going to bring the ball in. The county left of the bucket on the baseline. Toss in right here. 10.6 left. We'll toss it in. By the paint. Off the glass. 2-point bucket. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Put back. Would go. That was Molly Mohenkamp for 2. 2 seconds long, 3-point shot at the buzzer, off the backboard and off the rim, wouldn't go. First quarter of play is complete. 4-1, County Lady Patriots, 17. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, 9. Mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Arcadia, Estriel Park, self-storage. Indoor and outdoor storage. Flex storage. You can protect your investments. You can keep them safe. Boats, RVs, precious vehicles, etc. You can reserve your space now. You can call them at 317-774-1500. Their number is 317-774-1500. Or you can find them on the web at www.aipsindiana.com. That's Arcadia Industrial Park Self-Storage. They are conveniently located at the corner of Howard Avenue and Olive Street in Arcadia, Indiana. There's the buzzer. Getting ready for second quarter action. It's going to be brought in half court. Jason from the scores bench. Hamilton Heights. It's the basketball. Alternate possession arrow. He'll be brought in. Hadley Cherry. Kennedy Cherry in the ballgame. She's a junior. Wears number 25. Kennedy Cherry. She's 5'8". I think that's a little bit undersized. Looks taller than that. Ella Hitchcock on the drive. Kicks it back out behind Arcady Brown. Sit left side. Hadley Cherry. She'll dribble in. Side the paint, she'll take a shot. Good. Off the glass. Hadley Cherry got to quit netting the basketball. It goes through the net. You let it go. 7:30 on the game clock. 17-11. Baby Huskies trailing by 6. The drive in base by Schwederman. Could take it down low, Saxman. Saxman in the paint, couldn't get the shot to go. Well, tipped out, picked up finally, Kennedy Carey. To Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner will jog to the sideline. She'll work it right side. She's going to go all the way to the hoop. Couldn't get the bucket. Looking for the foul, no foul called. It's in the front court now. Molly Mullenkamp on the dribble. For the corner. Thought about a three. Defense converges. Schwederman out top. The circle. They keep the ball alive. Cross court skip pass to Mullenkamp. We're getting baseline. She'll dribble in. Foul Saxman. She'll dish it off in the paint. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound pick pass is good. That original shot wouldn't go. With 14, we'll double check there. Good on the shot. 24 is the Bella Denton. Front court going to dribble left side. Off the glass. Going to absorb a foul. Cameron Leonard. Go the foul strike. She'll shoot two. 6:26 on the game clock. They're going to whistle this foul on Jake County. Molly Mullenkamp. Molly Mullenkamp picked up her second foul in the ballgame. Cameron Runner to shoot two. First shot is good. 19-12. The Heights trail by 7. 6:26 on the game clock. Four on the lane for Jay County. One on the lane, the shooter, Cameron Runner for the Lady Huskies. Second shot, also good. 19-13. 6 deficit. The Lady Huskies. Dribble to the timeline at a trot pace. Hallie Schwederman, the freshman, got a lot of upside in front of her. The dribble, Saxman picked up the dribble. Schwederman, she'll dribble baseline, hand it off, she'll deep it. Side the arc, two-point shot would go. Shot taken there by Anna Dirksen. Rebound, caught off 50 foul. 50 foul will be called on Jay County. They whistle on Mullenkamp. She's going to pick up. I take that back. They're going to whistle that on Isabella Denton. She has two. The second foul here in the second quarter. Jake Canning. The Heights yet to commit a foul in the second quarter. Hitchcock on the drive. Corner. Katie Brown. Three-point shot. Good. Katie Brown picking up where she left off. Last night. At 40 on the game clock. 19-16. The Huskies trail by 3. Top of the basketball to work it in. Lost the handle. Tipped out, picked up the hands of Hallie Carey. Hallie Carey with the basketball back to Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok going to dribble the lane. She'll go baseline. She'll bring it on through. Katie Brown, same spot. Couldn't get the 3 that time. Tipped out by Kennedy Carey. The ball alive. Carey tipped it back to teammate. Have a second opportunity here in the front court. Hallie Carey. Doubts it. Kennedy Carey back out top now. Hadley Carey, 5:03. Clock moving. 19-16. Jay County by 3. Outside the arc. Left elbow extended. She'll dribble now. Cameron Runner. Can he get her? 32. Brianna Dirksen. About a shot. She'll dribble in. She'll off the glass. Layup. Cameron Runner. She travels through the jungle. Works through the trees. And goes off the glass. Timeout. There'll be a 30-second timeout. Jay County. 18-18, Jay County by 1. Don't mention, put me in sports. Happy to be here. Varsity sports since 2008. You can support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. And basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils basketball in Hamilton Heights. Katie Huskies basketball. And the first buzzer sounds. 30 seconds. Time out. On the floor. There's the second horn. Playing some rock and roll right there. That'll allow the coaches to speak how they like to speak. Kind of muffle the sound. 43 on the game clock. Going to be brought in backcourt, Schwederman. Give it up right there, dribbling to the sideline with the basketball right there at 22. Alexis Seabrett. We're going to back in baseline. Schwederman off the glass, couldn't get it. Rebound, Ella Hickok. the front court. Tick tock to the corner. Kenny Brown. Pass it back out. Cameron Runner still dribble in. Paint to go off the glass. Left-handed layup. Wouldn't go. Cameron Runner going to try to get the ball back in a hurry. Cameron Runner going to pick up foul that she would like to have back. 4:19 on the game clock. Cameron Runner going to pick up her second foul in the contest. A lot of folks on hand right here watching this championship game. 3A Sectional 24. At Yorktown High School. Background, Sweeterman. Up top, they're working right side. They're working inside, go off the glass. 2-point bucket, good. Mailing to Thurston. 21-18. Dade County by 3. The Heights going to pass to the corner. Hadley Cherry, she'll dribble in. Back behind her, Kennedy Cherry on the dribble. Back to Hadley. She's going to take a 3. 4 shot rims out, wouldn't go. Rebound, Dade County. Meredith Thurston. The front court on the dribble. In the basketball, trying to pass it down low baseline to Saxman. Pass goes out of bounds. Brooklyn Heights going to get the ball on the turnover. In the ball game for the Lady Huskies, to Shakel. Taking a good breather right there, Kennedy Cherry. Kennedy Cherry getting and 5 all down the bench area. Defense is good for the Huskies. Kennedy Cherry is in the game. He's 30 on the game clock. Side arc, 3-point shot, Ella Hickok. That wouldn't go. Good blockout, Jay County. And a good blockout, 32, Brianna Durston. Fine. 1 shot, wouldn't go. Short off the mark. Rebound, Cameron Runner. Front court. On 2. She's going to dribble in off the glass. 2-point bucket, good. Underhanded scoop shot inside the glass. 21-20. Jay County by 1. 3:02 left in the second quarter. Side the arc. Guarding the basketball, Katie Brown. Back out top, she got triple threat available. She'll dribble. Right side, Schmiederman. Pass it in, free throw line. The whistle of foul, Ella Hickok. They get called for the foul. Kind of drug the ball in front of her. And they kind of bought the foul. Ella Hickok is going to set down likely the rest of the first half, picking up foul number 3. It's almost very random right here. The officials, what they're primarily boy officials, would guess, bring it in the paint. Stackman, turn around off the glass, couldn't get it. Good block out, good job right there. After the Shakel, up in the front court on the dribble, just blowing up. Cameron Leonard, right side, Katie Brown. Katie Brown, I'll say Kennedy Cherry back in the game for Ella Hickok. Top, after Cameron Runner, 2:27. In move, free throw line. She'll work it to the corner, right side, Kennedy Cherry. Back to Hadley, a couple of steps behind the arc. Triple threat available. And Cherry getting the challenge. She'll dribble in. Side the arc, Cassie Shakel. Then Katie Brown, corner. Kennedy Cherry, she'll dribble in the paint. She'll work it back. Kennedy Cherry, now back to Cassie, back to Kennedy. Behind the arc, and Jay County fans are pretty happy with the defense that their girls are exhibiting. Timeout. The floor called by Keegan Cherry. A 60-second timeout. 2:03 left. Second quarter. County 21. Hamilton Heights 20. Mentioned this game is also in part brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, Century 21. She's a real estate agent and a real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look for Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 years working and serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa live and or let Lisa look your residential or corporate location. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear to her phone or by text message 317-513-0086. Again, that's 317-513-0086. It's simple. You would rather relax than rely on the real estate lady who listens. Rely on experience, rely on knowledge. Rely on Lisa Stokes Fair. The inbound of basketball. Hamilton Heights. To bring it in front court. I'm sure you're going to pass it to the back court. camera running, going to track it down. Nearly underneath the basket. County into the court. 1:56 on the game clock. Crossing the sideline. On the dribble now. Behind the back dribble, Cameron Runner. She'll back it out top. She'll dribble in. Corner. 3-point shot on the way. Hadley Carey. Window. Rebound. Put back is good. Kennedy Carey. Right place for right time. Kennedy Carey for two. 22-21. Lady Huskies. Back on top. 1:33 on the game clock. The dribble. Sweetman. She'll dribble in. Baseline jumper. Covered off the mark. A shot taken by 14, Meredith Simpson. To the front court. Going to go off the glass. 2-point shot. Going to go. Abby Cherry. Katie Brown going to get the ball back as she came from out of bounds. Don't believe she was established that there's no whistle. Hamilton Heights going to another opportunity here in the front court. Put it in the hoop. 0-4 left. Clock moving near the center circle. Cameron Runner, stationary dribble. Still dribble in the paint. Now side, Katie Brown. 3-point shot, rims off, from go. Fighting for the board. Kennedy Carey comes up with another offensive board. 7 seconds left. 22-21, Lady Huskies by one. 30 seconds left. Near the center circle, Hadley Carey holding the basketball. A County electing not to get beyond the 3-point strike. 29 seconds left. Just holding the basketball, waiting for the final shot in the second quarter. A situation, both teams have two. 17 seconds left. To the basketball, I think Tyler Champion put a pretty good exhibition on. The Husky fans riled up. Side the arc. Number 10, Cameron Runner, 4 seconds. The baseline, takes a floater. She was pretty much behind the backboard. Put it in with the right hand, right outside the paint. Hamilton Heights goes to halftime. Jay Taylor going to go to halftime. Hamilton Heights, 24. Jay County, 21. Pretty good ball game. You knew it would be. Yeah, probably thought this from the outset. Probably back when the season began or even sooner. 10 minutes on the intermission clock. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. That's Dean's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts, located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 6034. They are at the south edge of Cicero, here at Cicero Town Plaza. Our team members, CarQuest Auto Parts, Cicero. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-931. And their number is 317-984-931. They are a locally owned Modi parts store to serve Auto Parts in Cicero. So bringing you this contest is AGM Auto. GM Auto, LLC. If you're looking for that good mechanic, no further. GM Auto can be that good mechanic you're looking for. GM Auto, they do everything to the hood. They also restore classic cars and trucks. But if you've got a truck or a car sitting in an old barn, it's just been sitting there, bring it over to GM Auto. You can converse with them and find out what you want to do. They'll bring that truck or car to good standing. That'll be good. Mention AGM Auto are now located just west of Arcadia, 6660 East 266th Street. Open daily Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. AGM Auto, they do classic restoration. You can find them on Facebook, AGM Auto LLC. Call them at 317-984-2283. Again, that number is 317-984-2283. We're going to have a conversation right now with Coach Keegan Cherry's brother. Talk to Kevin Cherry. A moment, please. I said, what, Kevin Cherry? Good to see you. Are you having a good time? time, AJ. Tournament time. It's a great atmosphere. Both teams playing well. Yeah, having a great time.
Yes, you are. I'm going to mention, you're the LaPel Bulldogs coach. You're currently 12-5. Class 2A sectional 40. You're going to play that sectional at Alexandria.
At Alexandria this year in that sectional, we have Wapahani, Alexandria, Winchester, Monroe Central, us, and Muncie Borough. So it's a nice sectional field with Wapahani being a heavy favorite. But, yeah, we'll go over there. We'll compete and see what happens.
Rattle off their teams kind of like you're the head coach.
it's a process throughout the season and trying to play our best basketball here in February, and we want to win a sectional at the team goal bar. So, yeah, we try to be really familiar with all those teams in that sectional.
Tell you what, you win against Frankton. Post the first game of the season, got the loss. It was an overtime loss, 62-58, but you came back in the Madison County tournament, poured it on them.
Yeah, we play Anderson our first game of the year, then we turn right around the very next night and play Anderson. All right, Anderson and turn around and play Frankton, and that was a game where we're up in regulation, and as a coach with 7 seconds to go, decided not to foul and try to guard and get a stop, and they make a really tough contested 3-4 overtime and end up winning in overtime. But the LaPel-Frankton rivalry is really good. One Coach Bronson does a great job, and a program I have a lot of respect for. And it was a great game. We just happened to be on the wrong end of it that night and fortunate to avenge that loss in the county tourney.
I tell you what, about 2 weeks ago, maybe a little bit more, you went to Hamilton Heights. Got Hamilton Heights 77-63. That was a good win.
A really good win. To come to Hamilton Heights and get a win, it's a very difficult place to play. Coach Ballinger does a fantastic job. They've got a really talented team that can shoot the basketball at a high level, AJ. As you know, and they start making shots, they've become really hard to guard. So that was a win we were very proud of defensively with our effort. I know we gave up 63 points, but that's a team that can score in a hurry. And we were really good offensively that night, too. I think we shot 75% from the field and right at 50% from three. So we needed every one of them, too.
I said, what, Hamilton Heights had for 1-2-A Tipton on the road. I was looking for the Heights win.
Yeah, that was a close game. I was following that on social media that night. And, of course, right after that, I requested that film. But Tipton is a very talented team. And no surprise that they came back and were able to try to, and get that win. They're never out of a game the way they score the basketball. Cliff Hawkins has been around a long time, does a fantastic job as well. They are a dominant team in 2A, and they're hopeful to make a deep tournament run, and they have all the pieces to do that.
I was prepping for this interview right here earlier today. Looked on Max Prep, I saw some video. Saw Brody Judge put one down with authority.
Yeah, Brody and Buddy Judge, two twins on our team. Both those guys are really athletic. One 6'4", the other one 6'3", and both of them are able to do that with their athleticism, dunk the basketball. So, yeah, that's nice to have athletes on the team, but we have others, that complement them. But, those two guys certainly lead us.
Both those brothers, right around 15 points a game, that's got to be pretty good for Coach Sherry.
Yeah, it's really good for Coach Sherry because both those guys can go make a play when we need them to. And one play is more of a inside-out game, and one's more of a guard-oriented type player. But, we have other pieces to go around, and Devin Craig is a sophomore that plays a lot of minutes for us. Quinn Wilkins is another sophomore. Talon Jarrett, a senior point guard who came in that Frankton game. The tourney was the first game he started. We haven't lost since we made that change, so really proud of Talon Jarrett in that regard. Matt Carpenter comes off the bench as a senior, as a 6'6", dominant force that he really could start. We just we went to a three-guard lineup versus a two-guard lineup and playing with, two boards and a center type of thing. So he's now coming off the bench, but he's accepted that role, and he's doing a great job for us, too.
But you got to like where you're playing. That home court is perfect.
Well, it is a really great facility. It's certainly for a 2A facility. I think it's as nice as anywhere in the state. Our administration does a great job making sure that venue looks great for us every time on game night. We host the girls' sectional tonight. This week we've hosted that. We'll host the girls' regional there next weekend. But it's a great venue. Our community really supports us. So a lot of the game nights are full with a great atmosphere, and I really enjoy being at LaPel.
The Women Hall of Famer Jimmy Howell with the AD there. I saw some regional boys teams there.
Coach Howell won a lot of games there, and his name's on that court for a reason. Two state titles and won a lot of games. Of course, went to LaPel, was a really good player in his own right at LaPel High School. And I have a lot of respect for Coach Howell. He's now helping his son, J.R., at Zionsville,
and able to be around his son and his family and grandkids, and happy for him. And I still communicate with Coach Al, and he's one of those guys I look to as a mentor.
You know what, Kevin Cherry, it's always fun talking with you. I appreciate you more than you'll know.
I appreciate that, AJ. Thank you so much. And I know Husky Nation appreciates your coverage. It's really kind of you to do that, and quite well prepared, and you do a great job.
I said, well, I almost felt tipped and lose one today. Through three quarters, we're on the rope to Shenandoah.
Yeah, that was a 29-29 halftime score, and I got really interested, and I thought, well, I wonder what's happening there. They ended up winning by 23 or 4 or so, I think, and I don't know what happened. But we'll get the film, and that'll be one we'll watch. But, again, Pittsburgh's a scary team because they can be a 20-29 game, and then all of a sudden they'll go on a 17-0, 20-0 run, and then next thing you know, you're out of the game. So, yeah, that was a close game I saw that first half.
I said, when I was there, I did the ball game. Grady Carpenter broke it loose again in the fourth quarter.
Ah, man, he can score it in bunches. He's a really good player. And he's a guy you know that you're not probably going to shut him out on a night. You just try to make things really uncomfortable him, try to get him out of his rhythm, and hopefully those other guys don't beat you. But, yeah, he's a really nice player.
Cherry, thank you.
Thank you, AJ. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, that is Coach Kevin Cherry. Kevin Cherry, LaPel Bulldogs boys basketball coach. Kevin Cherry worked up the ranks. He assisted with Big and Cherry a couple, maybe 3 years. What Kevin Cherry can put a team together when loss record is out of this world, wherever he's at. Oh, three left. Not rolling down. Intermission. The horn for the 1 minute buzzer at the 9 minute mark. Also mention this game at Dent Park. Brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com. Stop in if only to browse around. 1820 South 10th Street, Brazil, Indiana. Trophies, awards, plaques. Turnaround prices are low, although you may want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies at 1720 Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Dial them up at 317-773-3391. And that's 317-773-7391. NoblesvilleTrophies.com. But getting ready to bring the ball in. Alternate possession arrow. Give it to Jay County. 24-21. He hustled by three. 16 minutes left in the ball game, or am I wrong? Will it take more? Last year, they took an overtime. Hamilton Heights got the win 45-44. Jay County on November the 12th, early in the season. Going to dribble out top, Saxon. Bring it back right side, going to dribble. Sackman going to set up a screen. To Brianna Durston. The defense there, Hadley Sherry. Back out to be a Sackman down low. Go off the glass, 2-point bucket. Credit the assist. 5, Molly Mullenkamp. 24-23. The Huskies by 1. 7:26 left. Third quarter. In the front court, Cameron Runner. Top, we're going to right side. The dribble in. Off the glass, 2-point bucket, good. Cameron Runner for two. 26-23. Lady Huskies by three. 7:10 left. We're in the third quarter, crossing the timeline. Hallie Schmiederman. Top of the back wall, Sophia Saxman. On the dribble. She's going to work it across the lane right there. Kick it back out. Hallie Mullenkamp, 3-point shot on the way. Rimmed off, wouldn't go. Down. Ella Hitchcock on the board. She'll cross court pass. Cameron Runner. Her in the front court now. 46 on the game clock. The center circle, Cameron Runner, she'll crossover dribble. The left side outside the lane to Ella Hitchcock. Hitchcock on the dribble. Cross court skip pass. Lee Cherry. Dribble across the lane. Now bring it back behind the arc. Straight away. Gonna sit at the screen right there. Behind the back dribble, Cameron Runner. Got the ball loose. Sweeterman knocks it free. Front court. Back in off the glass. 2-point bucket, Jay County. Credit the bucket, 32, Brianna Durston. 6:14 on the game clock. 26-25, Lady Huskies by one. The dribble in front court, Cameron Runner. Can it get her? Can guard her through the trees there? Sweeterman. And Runner goes right side, outside the paint, off the glass. Point bucket for Runner. 28-25. I 52 on the game clock, third quarter. Dave County in the front court. Holly Mullenkamp picks it up inside the key to get the ball back. Reset the offense. They'll work it back 32. Brianna Dirksen back down. The Mullenkamp should go up off the glass, baseline drive. And the shot wouldn't go, but she got fouled. She'll be fouled in the act of shooting. She'll shoot two. 5:36 left. Molly Mullenkamp at the strike, shooting 51%, got the first one. 28-26, Huskies by two. Molly Mullenkamp going to have one more. Second shot, rims off, one go, rebound, Cameron Runner. The ball away, Sackman was there. Outside the arc, Katie Brown. Spots one up, three-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound, Jay County. You see the point guard, Schmiederman. Freshman athletes across the timeline. Look at the left side, Mullenkamp. To the corner, at 32, Brianna Dirksen. She'll work it down low, lost the handle, got it back. Outside the arc, Schmiederman for three. Hot wouldn't go. Rebound secured. Sackman goes out of bounds. They're going to say the ball belongs to Jay County. The official had to take a Polaroid of that one. I believe I would have also. He might have been going with the alternate possession arrow, which was simultaneous. The ball went out. They'll bring the ball in. Mullenkamp, turnaround jumper. She'll take a shot, wouldn't go, rebound. Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok, 5'6". Just for the basketball and picked it up. The foul whistled on Jay County. Molly Mullenkamp now has three. But Hickok, bring it to the timeline. Ella Hickok picked up the pace. To the right side, Kennedy Cherry. Kennedy Cherry going to bring the ball back out. They'll reset it. Time to arc. Cameron Rudd. A pass. Working around. Harvey Cherry. Time to arc. He guarded loosely. Still backpedal dribble. 440 here in the third quarter. 28-26. He has to by two. The basketball. Center circle. Going to dribble in now. Cameron Runner back to Ella Hickok. To back out. Kennedy Cherry. Over the lane. Work baseline. Cassie Shakel. Take it back around. They go to the corner with it. Haley Cherry. Three-point shot of them go. Rebound. Holly Mullenkamp of Jay County. 17 on the game clock. Three-point shot on the way. Shot taken by Hallie Schmiederman. Go. Rebound. Cameron Runner. 4:08 on the game clock still. 28-26. Lady Huskies by two. Up in the front court. Cameron Runner. Picked up a screen. Kimmy Cherry. Cameron Runner on the dribble. Starting her in the front court is Schmiederman. Freshman on a senior. Basketball in the corner. Hallie Cherry. To back out. Kennedy Cherry. The dribble straight out top. The dribble live passes it back. To Shakel. Now Hallie Cherry. 3:40 on the game clock. Up top deep in the front court, Cameron Runner. Full threat available. Against her, Schmiederman. She'll walk by her. She'll buy it off the glass. Two-point shot wouldn't go. The Blues stepped by Hallie Schmiederman. They're going to whistle a foul. Kennedy Cherry trying to reach in there, get the basketball. And Kennedy Cherry going to pick up her first foul in the ballgame. Coach Keegan Cherry, little question to the official. She'll have an answer. Keegan Cherry walks away. 27 on the game clock. Going to breathe it for the Lady Huskies. Kennedy Cherry. The ball game once again is number three, Katie Brown. He brought in from the backcourt. Schmiederman. Schmiederman will get the ball back from Brianna Dirksen. To the timeline, Schmiederman. Circle. At the left side, Dirksen. They'll work back to Schmiederman. Baseline drive off the glass. Two-point bucket good. Allie Schmiederman. High ball game at 28. Goes seven on the game clock. Time to arc. Havley Cherry. Triple threat available. So dribble left. Bring it back out. Reset the offense. Straight away. Give the ball up, Ella Hickok. The center circle. Ella Hickok working laterally with the dribble. So dribble in. Back out, 2:47 left. Get back out, Katie Brown. Now Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner going to dribble in. She'll pierce the defense and go off the glass. He did layup. Good. 30-28. He has to by two. Ella Schmiederman going to dribble through the timeline.
work it out top. She'll make it right, take it right side to Sophia Saxman. Saxman on the crossover dribble. She'll dribble in the paint. The glass shot wouldn't go. Karam back to Saxman. Saxman gets the ball back, and they're going to whistle a foul near the paint on Hamilton Heights. So that foul's going to be whistled on the Lady Huskies. They're going to say it's on number three, Katie Brown. Katie Brown going to pick up her second foul. The ball game brought in left of the bucket by Schwederman on the baseline. Going to get it in. Tosses it in. Ball to Saxman. Saxman picks it up. Puts the ball outside the arc. The back and forth. Schwederman going to dribble in. Left-handed shot off the glass. And her own rebound. It's loose. So with the foul, we're going to call this on Schwederman. Schwederman simply picks the basketball up and tosses it back to the official. Nice sportsmanship there for Hallie Schwederman. Schwederman going to pick up her first foul in the ballgame. Both teams with two fouls here in the third quarter. 2 minutes left. Not moving. Pass it to the front court. Katie Brown behind the arc. To back out top. Cameron Runner. Left side. A hiccup. 3-point shot. Rims out. Wouldn't go. For the rebound, it's going to be last tip. The last touch by Saxman goes out of bounds. Lady Huskies, they got a break right there. Left of the bucket on the baseline, triggered in by Hallie Sherry. They're working in the paint. Shot off the glass with Doe, looking for a foul. No foul called. And they're going to stop play. They're going to stop play. And we'll see what the situation is going to be. Not sure. Might have been a warning on the bench. Not sure. A lot of things happening right there. Girls basketball game. Both teams want to win. Question. 43 left, third quarter. Schwederman on the dribble, walking across the timeline. 30-28. He has to by two. And 32 on the game clock. Sherry dribble, Schwederman. High out top. Kate Cannon going to hold the basketball. Going to look for defense. And Katie Brown's going to come out and play defense. And Katie Brown's going to pick up the foul on a reach in. Katie Brown came out to play defense against Brianna Goodson. Katie Brown's going to take a breather. She'll pick up her third foul. The ball game. She and Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok still on the floor. Ball's in the front court. Kenny Cherry back in the game for the Lady Huskies. Top on the dribble. She'll dribble in. Dirksen should get it back. Teammate 32, Brianna Dirksen. They're working to Schwederman in the corner. She thought about a three. Going to work it back to Dirksen. Elbow right side back to Saxman. See if Saxman picks up her dribble. Bounces it back out top. 7 seconds left. The quarter. Lady Huskies by two. Kendi Cherry providing defense. Can the count back out center circle. Stationary right there is Schwederman. She'll pass it left side to Dirksen. To the corner with it. Bring it back around. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds by Cameron Runner. Stay in the front court. Front court, Jay County. 38.6 left. To see back in the ball game for Hamilton Heights. Number three, Katie Brown. Taking a breather is number two, Ella Hickok. Taking the third foul for a third foul on the substitution there. Work it in. Schwederman looking to get it in, finally does. Across the timeline, the basketball, and across the timeline, a stationary dribble in the center circle. Katie Brown going to go out and try to guard her. Going to be careful with the foul situation. Work it in, free throw line, Saxman. He's lined back to Saxman, 21 seconds left. 19 seconds left, deep in the front court. Circle, working on the dribble. Deanna Dirksen, they're waiting in the Saxman to go off the glass. 2-point shot, when to go, rebound, Jay County. Schwederman, 8 seconds left. Ball is loose, jump ball, 2.4 seconds left. Ultimate possession arrow to give the ball back to Hamilton Heights. 2.4. Huskies going to bring it in three-quarter court. Our left of the scores bench going to be brought in by Hadley Cherry. 2.4 left, third quarter. Going to take a good play to get a bucket here. Hadley Cherry
toss it in. He kicked out of bounds. Thurston. Good defense. Thurston. He carries, tried to pass across the timeline. Here in front of the scores bench. And Brianna Dirksen, pretty good ball player. At 5'9". 1.9 left. They'll toss it in. Cameron Leonard takes a shot. Side the paint. Could say outside the arc. Wouldn't go. So we'll go to a fourth quarter. Quarter after, should say the score after three quarters of play. Hamilton Heights, 30. Jay County, 28. We get to listen to Kevin Cronin in REO Speedwagon. I tell you what, Kevin Cronin was making his way back from Arizona. Decided to motivate the way. He was headed back to California. Stopped in. He got something to eat in this little bag. He put the bag back up on the dash. He's driving to California. And so often he'd pull over. He'd write down some lyrics. Write some lyrics down. He'd drive a little further. He'd write down some more. By the time he got to California, had the song roll with the changes written on his motivating the way from Arizona to California. I mentioned this game is in part being brought to you by Mr. Muffin's Train. Mr. Muffin's Train, if you're a kid or still a kid at heart, you'll be more than amazed. Mr. Muffin's Train, model trains and a full functioning online availability for model trains and parts. You can call them at Mr. Muffin's Train, 765-92-022. Right there, 28801 State Road 19, suite number 30. Going to be brought in. Fourth quarter, ball's in the hands of Jay County. We're going to left side, on the left side, Mullenkamp. Play Mullenkamp, out top, go back away in, elbow, right side, back to Mullenkamp. Get the ball back from Denton. Mullenkamp goes left side, Dirksen. Anna Dirksen tries to pass it to a friend right there, teammate. Sweeterman, it's knocked out of bounds. Hey, Clayton Husky. Be brought back in. Baseline left, excuse me, right of the bucket. Looking to get it in. Dirksen. Time bounced it in. Mullenkamp. Step of dribble in the paint. Off the glass. Left-handed. Two-point shot good. For Molly Mullenkamp. High ball game once again. 30-30. 29 on the game clock. In the front court, Cameron Runner on the dribble. To right side, Abby Cherry. Well behind the arc. Sure up right here. Picking her up is Isabella Denton. Out top near the center court line. 24, Abby Cherry. A stationary dribble. Right there in front of the scores bench. She's going to look for defense to come out and play basketball. 7:04 on the game clock. There's a lot of chanting going on in the gymnasium here. This basically relies on Jay County to come out and play defense against the Huskies. 30-30. 6:48 clock moving. Abby Cherry, stationary dribble. So a lot of chanting going on. Basketball game. Basketball has many different facets. Basketball can be done in many different ways. Huskies can score 27-25 against Charlestown. And then they could put 103 on the board, Hamilton Heights. 6:21 on the game clock. Still, stationary dribble. Abby Cherry. And for defense, Ella Hickok, Cameron Runner going to switch sides to the floor. Schwederman, light blue right there with Cameron Runner. Abby Cherry going to let Ashley Shakel get the basketball and hand it back. Abby, she don't have to keep dribbling. Good idea. Coach's effort right there. Stephen Cherry, Coach Jen Small. 5:47 clock moving. First quarter. 30-30. Basketball on a Saturday night. Girls basketball. Class 3A rankings. No poll. Hamilton Heights is at number 1. Right, number 11 in all four classes poll. Jay County, Katie Patriots, tied at number 12 in 3A, final poll of 22-2. Going to come out and play basketball now. Play defense. Going to move the basketball, Hadley Cherry. 5:08. the right side, Cassie Schaefer. To the left side, back near the center circle, Abby Sherry. Back to Cassidy. Back to Haven. In defense right there, working strong, Isabella Denton. Starting the basketball. Give back to Ella Hickok. Bring it back around, working left side, Abby Sherry. 45 on the game clock. Quarter. A ball game at 30. Hamilton Heights in the front court on the dribble. Cameron Runner out top near the center circle. Triple threat available. Working against her is Friedman, the freshman. She'll dribble in off the glass. Get the bucket. Going to get a friendly roll. After the big time friendly roll, ball revolutioned the rim. Everybody thought it was going to fall off. It fell in. A two-point bucket, Cameron Runner absorbs a foul. They'll get one more three-point play opportunity. 32-30. 30 left. Shot on the way, three-point play is good. 33-30. Bring the ball in from the backcourt. Schwiedemann. Going to get the ball back from 32. Brianna Dirksen. Dropped across the timeline, Hallie Schwiedemann. Sophia Stackman outside the arc, crossing over. To the left side to Dirksen. Dirksen going to dribble in. Side the arc. Stouts who give the ball back up. Schwiedemann. Schwiedemann on the dribble. Crossover. Works again. Ella Hickok. They're going to call a timeout. Timeout. Jay Kelly. Coach Sherry McIntyre. Sherry McIntyre working year number one. 22-2. We'll also mention this game is in part. Brought to you by Indiana, Chris Reynolds. You find yourself looking that dependable, looking truck or company, high quality choice isn't far away. We call Indiana Express Reynolds, off edge of Noblesville, Indiana, 1708 8th Street. Simply call them 317-773-4800. And that number, 317-773-800. Up to 2060 box trucks available. The truck, the Tommy Lift, and sure Tommy and Andy. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Find Dirk. Will escort you around the yard, pick up the truck you would like. Going to be brought in baseline by the bucket. Schwiedemann. Going to get it in. Going to bounce it in. Get it in. Holly Mullenkin. In the paint. Backs up. Goes off the glass. Right side. Two-point bucket. Mullenkin. 33-32. He has to by one. Cameron Renner to the front court on the dribble. Middle dribble behind the arc. Running here, Schwiedemann. Pass it left side. Hadley Cherry. And out to guard Hadley again at 24, Isabella Denton. With the basketball, going to hold it just a bit there. Cast to Schaefer. Pass it back to Hadley Cherry near the center circle. Dribble left. 3.5 minutes left. Top, Katie Brown. Cameron Runner with the basketball. She'll dribble it back out. Set the offense. She'll cross over. Get out of Jason from the scores bench. Deep in the front court. She'll dribble in now. In the paint. Off. She won't use the glass, but she'll get the bucket. Bucket scored. Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner for two. 35-32. Timeout call. Lady Huskies. Keegan Cherry. The call 60 seconds. Timeout. And we'll mention this game is also in part brought to you by Powers and Sewer. Powers, Septic and Sewer is a family-owned business. Hamilton County since the year 2000, but started as a father and son business, now grown to a three-generation business. Tough residential and commercial grief trust servicing Hamilton County, surrounding county. Give them a call, 317-339-9327. And that's 317-339-9327. Powers and Sewer.
So there's the first horn. Wait for the second. Okay, we might be back on. He dropped the signal. 37 seconds left. Huskies in the front court. Still 35-34. Going to be a foul whistled on Jay County as Cameron Runner dribbled across the free throw line. I'm going to check on her. The girls are right there on the... Oh! I tell you what, we dropped the signal there. I hope you didn't miss the final part of the game. Hamilton Heights came back. They went on defense. Schwederman was working the clock in. She went in and took a two-point shot rather than shoot a three. And then with 2 seconds left after the shot went in. Hey, we're post-game. I tell you what, Keegan Ferry, I got to apologize. I dropped a signal inside 2 minutes. I mean, everybody was probably on the edge of their seat. But I said, what, Schwederman, after a timeout, got a two-point bucket, and the clock emptied out basically. The Huskies did not have to inbound the basketball and got the win.
Yeah. Well, there's one guy that could maybe make that last 2 minutes more exciting than what it was in person, and that would be you, AJ. But, man, for the fans that were here and got to see it live, what a treat. Two great, great basketball teams. Just going at it for 32 minutes. We really switched our game plan early. They had our 60, our zone, figured out, and they were scoring, getting the ball inside on us, so we went to man. They still got the ball inside on us, but, you know, our defense was much better, and it improved throughout the game. Cameron Runner was just unbelievable. 28 of our 37 points. If there's a better player in the state of Indiana that does more for her team, I'd like to see her because that kid is special.
Holly Schwederman, the freshman. She had poise and composure. She handled the deal all night, guarding Cameron.
She's a basketball kid. She's a basketball family. She's got older sisters, younger sisters. She's grown up in a gym, so that kid knows how to play. She's got a great understanding. She does a great job for them, handling the basketball and scoring. Their size is a big problem for us tonight. They pounded us on the backboard. Offensive rebounds, I don't look at the stats, but I know they had a big-time advantage. Our girls were fighting. There's just so much you can do when you're giving up that much size, but it's all over now. We're going to enjoy this one tonight.
Was that the third time you've ever played them in Husky history?
Actually, I believe that was our seventh time, AJ. We played them, a lot of people think that we played them every year in the sectional, but it hasn't been for the championship. It's been a semifinal, opening round, twice now in the final game. But, you know, every game's like this. This is two great programs. Those are great coaches. Those are great kids. They play hard. I like to think we're like them, and I hope they think that we're like them. I mean, it's just two great teams, programs going at it, and it's a shame that somebody had to lose this one tonight.
Class 3A Texas 24, it was a packed house.
It was a great environment. Indiana, Hoosier hysteria. You know, anybody that says girls basketball isn't exciting, isn't entertaining, isn't high quality, wasn't here tonight because that's exactly what they got.
You're going to take Sunday off to talk to the girls Monday. If they want them, talk about the regional. How's that going to happen?
Well, it looks like we're going to play the winner of the Garrett sectional. I believe Fort Wayne Concordia and Woodland were playing tonight. I haven't seen any scores, but I'm 99% sure we'll play the winner of that game.
When you're registered, we'll be ready.
All right, AJ. Appreciate your support.
All